Hello there. This is your Daily Lift from the Gospel Broadcasting Network. The book of Judges, beginning at chapter 13, tells of the birth and life of a man whom we know for his unusual strength more than anything else. His name, of course, was Samson. He became a hero of his people and feared by his enemies, both personal and national. However, one of the things that should be remembered about Samson more than his strength was the purpose for his great physical power, and what or who was the real source of it. You see, before that Samson was even born, a heavenly messenger had revealed to his parents that he would begin to deliver his people from the Philistines. We can be certain that God expects nothing of any man that he does not provide the ability to accomplish. So if Samson alone was to provide the beginnings of such a deliverance, he must have the strength to do it. And God provided that. Samson knew, subsequent to his parents, that it was God's wishes that no razor would come to his head. This is a portion of the provisions of the Nazarite vow under which Samson was to live the entirety of his life. Therefore, and quite understandably, Samson's hair would become quite long, and no doubt it did. However, most of us are familiar with the portion of Samson's life story in which he became involved with a woman of Sorek, whom we know as Delilah. It was she who convinced Samson to reveal to her wherein his great strength lay, and after much delay, he revealed to her that his hair had never been cut. Once asleep in Delilah's lap, she summoned Philistines who cut Samson's hair, and his strength went from him. No doubt it is because of this portion of the biblical record that many have so closely associated Samson's strength with his hair. However, it appears to me that Samson's strength left him not so much just because of the cutting of his hair, but because the cutting of it was a violation of God's will for Samson. And to place himself in a position to allow God's will to be violated was to put something, or rather someone, between himself and his God. You see, many people had extremely long hair, such as Absalom, but he isn't noted for his exceptional strength. Further, others also lived under Nazarite vows, and they also were never noted for their strength. The truth is that the Lord was the source of Samson's strength, and as long as he abode under the provisions under which that strength was provided, he could possess it. He lost it, though, when the vow was broken, and regained it sufficiently as his hair regrew to accomplish a final revenge against the foes of Israel and of God. Paul's eloquent pen wrote it this way to the Philippian church: I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And may he richly bless you, and have a great day.